Some questions will change your life. This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. You believe that? Yes, it is. We got to believe it on Monday, don't we? Because believing it on Monday allows us to really take on the day, the week, actually it takes the rest of our life on, with more confidence, less fear. We don't cower because this day might have certain challenges. Health challenges, job challenges, money challenges, relationship challenges. No, we say that God is with us. You know, of all the responses, when I get responses about my radio program, of all the response that I get, the most frequent one is about what I say on Monday morning. People tell me that they can relate to that. They need to hear that. They need to hear that God is there for us. That God, and we can handle what the day will bring. That they're not taking on the challenges of the day by themselves. I can't emphasize that enough. And the fact that that resonates so well with my listeners makes the point for me. I need to say that every Monday. We need to trust God. That God is there for us. Nothing is impossible with God. Angel Gabriel said to Mary when he told her that she was going to become pregnant with God's very son. Okay, here's today's scripture passage, a very famous one. I like to preach on this one a lot. This scripture passage, the version I'm going to give you is from Matthew 16, but really the question that Jesus puts to his disciples in this scripture passage, and therefore that opening line of my show, some questions will change your life. This question, it's a life-changing question. Here it is. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Powerful, huh? So, right away, the question. Who do you say that Jesus is? We know the answers that's been given over the centuries. Some say he was just a nice guy. Some say that he was crazy. Some say he was a religious fanatic. Some say he was just a simple soul, got caught in a squeeze play, a political squeeze play between the leaders of the Jews and Pilate, didn't have a clue. But some say what Peter said in today's gospel: "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the unique Son of God, the Son of God who died but also rose from the dead, the Son of God who worked miracles, the Son of God who could read people's thoughts, the Son of God who brought incredible forgiveness and healing." Peter was blessed for his answer, and so will we. But you have to make a decision of which of the answers you're going to believe. Are you of the opinion that Jesus was just a nice guy, did some nice things for people, but certainly never worked any miracles? You know, there's a whole group of quote-unquote theologians who absolutely do not believe that Jesus worked any miraculous miracles. That they were just written into the Gospels to make the point. I believe in miracles. You believe in miracles? I believe in miracles, the ones that Jesus performed, and I believe in the miracles that happen today through the power of Jesus, through the intercession of the saints. More than a nice guy. You think Jesus was crazy? Some people think he was crazy. I mean, remember, his parents came, his family came to take him away, not his parents. His family came to take him away because they thought he was mad. A religious fanatic. You can't call Jesus a religious fanatic. No, you can't. Not from any definition I know of what a fanatic means. He was not a religious fanatic. As far as being a pawn caught in the squeeze play, I don't think so. Jesus had a mission in life. He talked about why he came into the world. Son of God, right? Now what happens if you're able to say that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God? Well, then you're assured of heaven if you act like it. What happens? You get a power released in you. And sometimes Jesus uses us to work big and little miracles. What happens when you say that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Well, he gives you that peace, he said, the world cannot give. He gives you a joy that no one can take away, a joy that will be complete. Imagine having a joy that's complete. A joy that cannot be taken away by Alzheimer's, by macular degeneration, by a stroke, by a heart attack, by paralysis, by an automobile accident, by a loss of a job, by a loss of a loved one. Go ahead, you can say it. Well, Father Scott, I don't meet a lot of people who have that kind of joy and peace when a tragedy occurs. Well, it depends what you mean by a lot of people. I have met people who absolutely manifest a peace and a joy in the face of tragedy, in the face of war. I mean, there were people in the German concentration camps who revealed this peace in the midst of what seemed to be absolutely inhuman conditions, where so many other people were either becoming violent or despairing. These people were like angels. They were human, though, but angels as far as bringing good news. Angels as ministering to the needs of others and neglecting their own needs. Angels insofar as they shared their food with people, even though they were starving. Large number of those? No. Large numbers today? Maybe more than you would guess, but not as many as there should be. So it's difficult to trust God, especially in the face of the cross. That famous quote from Mother Teresa, "I know God won't give me more than I can handle, but sometimes I think God has too much confidence in me." There you go, Even Mother Teresa said that. And we worry that God's going to give us more than we can handle, but God never tests us more than we can handle. God says that he would not leave us alone. He would not let us be orphans to take on the challenges of life by ourselves. Listen, it's Monday. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Let him work in your life today. Start out this day, if it's the beginning of the day for you. Start out this day with the ability to walk tall. Walk tall because you know you're not taking on this day by yourself. You got a Savior who loves you, cares for you, died and rose from the dead to redeem you and save you. You know that earth is not your home. Earth is your gymnasium. Heaven is your home. You got God on your side. With God on my side, with God on your side, what else do you need? Okay, who are our prayer partners? Our men and women in the army. Please pray for them, all right? Their lives are often in danger. They lay down their lives sometimes to protect our country. You got to pray for them, okay? It's crucial that you do. Ask God to bless them and protect them, especially those who are maybe in harm's way because they're in a war zone. God, join me. God bless our men and women in the army. Protect them from harm. Bring them home safely to their families. Let your saints and angels stand around them. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend them in whatever battles they are in. Amen? Amen. Today's food for thought comes from a writer named Channing Pollock. Writes, The only good luck many great men ever had was being born with the ability and determination to overcome bad luck. You understand that? That's a great point. Some people, their circumstances in life were poor, sickly, destitute, up against racism, ethnicism, whatever. And yet they had the ability to overcome the bad luck, and that was their good luck. I like that a lot. All right, today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A little 9-year-old girl was in church with her mother when she started feeling ill. "Mommy," she said, "can we leave now?" "No," her mother replied. "Well, I think I have to throw up." "Then go out the front door and around to the back of the church and throw up behind the bush." In about 2 minutes, the little girl returned to her seat. "Did you throw up?" her mother asked. "Yes," the little girl replied. The mother said, "Well, how could you have gone all the way to the back of the church and returned so quickly?" The little girl said, "I didn't have to go out of the church, Mommy. They have a box next to the front door that says, 'For the sick.'" Too funny, right? Well, contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And in contacting me, I want to encourage you to let me know that you listen to the program, what you like about the program, how you find the program really being a source of help for you. Believe me, it's such a shot in the arm for me to know that my listeners are being blessed by the program. That's why I do these programs, to make sure that you are blessed, okay? So please let me hear from you. And then, of course, as I do at the end of every program, I encourage you to send me your prayer intentions. You know, I don't care what it is. I will keep them in confidence. I will be your prayer warrior. I will storm heaven with you and for you. I'll ask God to give you the big and little miracles you need. You know, you want to do that now. Don't try to take on all these problems by yourself. You need a prayer partner, and I'd be happy to be that person. Also, I want to encourage you to if you like, and you don't get it yet, my newsletter. My newsletter is called also Joyful Reflections, like the name of the radio program. In it, I give you my preaching schedule. It's the only place where people can find out where I'm traveling and preaching. There's a lot of inspiration and humor in the newsletter. I give a lot of information about my work with the poor in southern Mexico, the hospital I founded, the Anacito Hospital. It's in Oaxaca, Mexico. So you can get all this information. Write me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you know, you can always visit me on the internet at Father Scott Spotfather, fatherscott.com. And folks, could you send me a check to help me keep my hospital open? Make it to TASH, T-A-S-H, Inc., and send it to me. Would you do that, please? God will bless you for that. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.